Welcome back to the Maggie Don Show. I'm your guest host this afternoon. My name is Dan Schaefer. We're joined here to take a little break from some politics as part of the show here and talk a little Milwaukee Bucks. Anyone who knows me or follows me on the platform formerly known as Twitter knows I'm a pretty big Milwaukee Bucks fan. And now that, you know, we're past the election, it's Bucks season for me. It's, you know, it's election season's over. Now it's Bucks season. So here to talk about that is Eric Name of The Athletic. We've been talking a little bit about Brooke Lopez having a great game the other night. We've been talking about the opportunity that the Bucks have to maybe rip off a few wins in the coming weeks here. But what we haven't talked about yet is the Bucks' third star, Chris Middleton, who's yet to play a game for the Milwaukee Bucks this year. Eric, what's going on with Chris? I want to see Chris play some basketball.
Yeah, I think everyone in the organization does. I think everyone in the city does. That would be great. But, you know, with Chris, it really is a situation where, it feels like he's kind of stalled out. The Bucks will not say that he's had a setback, taken any step backs or anything like that. And that's good to hear. Like, obviously, a setback or a step back would be worse. But he's gotten to a spot where there just doesn't seem to be any more linear progress happening. He got to a spot where it was 3-on-3, you know, doing some 4-on-4, and 5-on-5 comes next. And then once you play 5-on-5, then you can play NBA basketball. That's how it all works. 5-on-5 has now not happened for 2 weeks after, you know, the thought was that he would be getting close to that step. And that is obviously concerning. And obviously, I think this has not gone the way that anyone thought or expected it. Like, the thing I keep kind of thinking back to is, like, you know, I stood in Irvine, California at training camp with Chris Middleton and, you know, asked him about, hey, you know, how do you judge success in this season? And I gave him the baseline of the last healthy regular season he had. That was, you know, I think 21-22, 66 games played, 31 minutes a game. He went to an All-Star game that year. But I even said, like, I'm not even saying, like, you need to be an All-Star. I'm just saying, you know, does 65 games in 30 minutes a game sound like a successful season to you? Fully knowing, like, hey, Chris hasn't played a lot of back-to-backs in the last few years. Like, I'm already crossing some of those off. The Bucks have 16 back-to-backs this year. So in my head, 65 felt like the round fair number. And Chris was pretty blunt and was like, no, like, that's not good enough. Like, I would not consider it a successful season for me if I did not play 70 to 75 games. And again, like, there is always going to be an insane amount of confidence in any professional athlete. You are always going to have that self-belief. But I do think it is noteworthy to think back to the first week of October and Chris Middleton thinking there's a world where he can play 70 to 75 games and not think that this has gone the way that he was expecting it. Because I just don't think, as a logical person, you would say, this is what I expect from a successful season, setting yourself up to not meet those goals. And you know, we've seen this happen in the past with Chris where, you know, the progress he's making to get back on the floor goes well. And then there's just that little period where he's not going the way that you hoped. And his progress is not going in the way that you need it to, and he kind of stalls out, and that really feels like where we are right now, where, you know, the Bucks aren't going to, they've never put out a timeline for Chris Middleton. They'll never put out a timeline for Chris Middleton or really any injured players. It's not something that they do as an organization.
They are committed to being very quiet about injuries.
This is what they do. I mean, like, they did it with Brooke Lopez years ago with his back before he got back surgery. Like, this is the thing that they believe in keeping these things as quiet and as secret as possible. It is now to the point where, you know, Doc Rivers is going to sit in pregame I'm going to talk to him in about an hour. And when I talk to him in an hour, I'm going to ask him about Chris Middleton, and he is going to have to tell me whatever has happened with Chris Middleton. And it's likely not going to be good news, because there has not been good news for Chris Middleton and his return in many, many weeks.
Yeah. And I know in a lot of those interviews, Doc Rivers will remind you that he is not an actual doctor. Which is a line he's the dad joke he is trotting out over and over again in this process. But before we wrap up here, let's end on a positive note. And when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks, the positive note is always going to be with Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is once again putting together a terrific start to the season.
He's insane. He's absolutely insane. He's just an unbelievable basketball player that obviously we haven't seen in Milwaukee since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was around. Frankly, people around the league haven't seen a guy like this. Like, we are talking about one of the 20 greatest players in NBA history. Like, that's how good he is. And despite putting up numbers he's never put up before last year, when, you know, he had 30 points, 11 rebounds, and he shot 60% from the he's somehow even better this year. He's averaging 31 points per game, 12 rebounds per game, 6 assists per game. He's shooting 60% from the field again. We've seen him, I think, if you're really hoping or looking for optimism about, you know, how Giannis is going to age, this is the best mid-range shooting season he's had to start, you know, any season, really. Like, before the Charlotte game, he was shooting 50% from the mid-range. He's still shooting about 45%. And those are the shots that, yeah, it might frustrate people that, you know, he's not getting to the rim. But, you know, like the question I asked him after the Charlotte game, when he took a step-back jumper to try to win the game, I said, you know, how do you try to make the decision between trying to get downhill and get to the rim where you dominate and taking a jumper? And he was just like, I couldn't. I know. I tried to play to my strength, which is being around the rim, but I couldn't. And if you can't do that all the time, if teams are going to build a wall, you got to have something else. And if you can shoot it at 45% from the mid-range, that's going to be really helpful. Save his legs, make it a little bit easier, and allow him to dominate in the ways that he has previously, but then also in new and fresh ways.
He's just such a terrific player. He's shooting that mid-range shot with a little bit more confidence this year, it feels like, and that's really great to see. Eric, we will continue to follow all of your terrific reporting at The Athletic. Subscribe, follow all of the things. Eric's work is the best, is as good as it gets for Bucks coverage in Wisconsin. So follow him there and stick with us here on The Maggie Dawn Show. We'll be joined by John D. Johnson of Marquette University talking about some state legislative election results after the break here. Stick with us.